Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. We are here to discuss the declaration, the short film by FTJ, on FTJ and Zambia as a Christian nation. Twambo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. Lucas. How are you doing? Oh, good morning, actually, on your end of the world.
Thank you. All right. We seem to have lost our guest in Australia, but I'm excited about the short film that is being made. And I hope as many listeners as possible can support this short project. This is a very unique opportunity, and I hope as many as possible can want to be a part of it. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's a great initiative. We've been talking about this movie for the past 3 weeks, and I think it is great because it is an exciting film that is made by Zambians for Zambians. And I'm personally interested to see if we can rally up more support for this project, because as we have said before, sometimes we do sort of concentrate on more of the political side of things. But if we are to promote the arts, if we're to promote Zambians being more creative, it's important to support projects like this. So actually, for our listeners, we're talking about a short film on FTJ and Zambia as a Christian nation. It is called The Declaration, and this is being produced by Andrew Knox B. Kaniki. And currently they're going through their fundraising phase and also casting. They're still looking for the people that are going to act in the movie. So if you are interested in acting, if you know somebody that is interested in acting, or if you're interested in just being an extra in the movie, please go ahead and search for them on Facebook. Just look for A Declaration, a short film FTJ, and we shall post the link on Zambia Blog Talk Radio. Now, Ms. Lucas, you are involved in the project. Could you tell us a little bit about how you're involved and what your role is?
Thank you, Trumbo. My involvement with the project is to promote this through Zambia Blog Talk Radio. We would like to spread this, the project as far wide as we can. We know we have a lot of dedicated listeners. We know our listeners are very passionate about things that concern Zambians. So that is part of my my participation in this project, and also using Facebook and Twitter to market this, and looking for people who I think may make good cast members. But Andrew has done most of the work. He has worked very hard, and it's amazing when if you get a chance to listen to him talk about what's going on behind the scenes. He's done so much compared to my involvement, which seems very minimal. I think Andrew may have joined us here, so we'll go ahead and welcome him. Andrew, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we seem to be having a problem with your line. Twampo, while we're trying to get Andrew's line worked out, I just want to let the listeners know that crowdfunding that has been on Facebook on the declaration page, we are running we have, I think, less than a week left before it's closed. So this is a great opportunity for our listeners to jump in and make a donation, because once this is gone, it might be very difficult to ask to have people donate.
Now, I mean, we've already posted on the Zambia Block Talk Radio Facebook page a link to the fundraising, to the Kickstarter fundraising. So if you are interested in donating to this cause, you can please go ahead and look on our Facebook page. We have posted the Indiegogo page where you can simply just donate whatever amount you feel comfortable with. And, yeah, that will help a long way in getting the gear, in getting the actors and the actresses. And one thing that Andrew did mention actually last week was that with every donation, well, I'm not sure if it was a particular amount, but with every donation, you would get a DVD of the movie. So in essence, you are paying for the making of the movie and seeing it as well. It's sort of like an automatic thing, which I think people should be excited about to, you know, even if you live abroad, to finally get the DVD in the mail. I think that would really, really be good. What do you think, Ms. Lucas?
It is. Actually, you know, on top of that, depending also on the gift, how substantial it is, your name may be on the credit. You know, how some programs will say this was sponsored by such and such foundation or whatever, or such and such a person. Depending on your gift, your name may also appear on the credit. But for those that give, they will get a DVD once this is made. Let's see if we can see if Andrew is back on the line. Andrew?
Hello, I'm here. Are you guys?
You're a little bit faint. Trumbo, can you hear him okay?
I think it keeps fading in and out. Andrew?
Are you able to get me?
Yes, that's better.
We also have one of Andrew's friends who has called in to say something, but we'll get to him. Andrew, while we're trying to get to line back, I'm going to say that. Can you let us know where people can start in the evening?
Ms. Lucas, unfortunately, we are not able to hear you either. Okay, it seems that everybody seems to be having a problem with their microphone, so I'm just going to go ahead and continue. Andrew, I can hear you at least, and I'm hoping that all the other that our audience can hear you. We've just been talking about the fundraising for the movie and what the perks would be for people that actually fundraise and why it's important for them to give to this program. Could you just give us your opinion why people should give to the making of this movie? Why is it important?
People giving into this movie is like obviously what you noted earlier. $10 if you then you either get a thank you card or you get a postcard. If you give anything.
Okay, Andrew. I unfortunately, I am unable to hear you as well. We seem to be having a problem with everybody's line, and I'm hoping that our listeners can hear me. So I'm just going to go through what has been said actually on the Indiegogo page, which I've posted on our Zambia Block Talk Radio Facebook page. What is the movie about? This movie is inspired by true life events. This is about what happened in 1991 following Zambia's democratic elections. The Republican President Frederick Titus Jacob Chiluba declared Zambia as a Christian nation. So with little known about his support leading to the declaration, the outcome is of historical significance to the people of Zambia. And basically what is going on here is that we have Andrew on the show. Unfortunately, you cannot hear him, but he's here to talk about the movie and why it is important for you to give to this project. I personally feel that it is important that we are able to document, you know, parts of our history in order for the younger generation to know what happened exactly. I was fortunate enough to be alive at that time when that happened, and I can actually remember that happening. But, for example, my younger sister does not remember. And that is one important thing that we have talked about many times on Block Talk Radio before, is how can we preserve our culture, how can we preserve our history? And one of the ways in doing that is actually making movies and writing books. And so Andrew is doing a good job of putting this, you know, program together, getting actors together, getting some funding together so that he can make this movie. One question that was asked, I think it was 2 weeks ago when we had had this of our history. Why not the Declaration of Independence? Why not something about KK? This is something that Andrew picked, something that he feels was important. And if somebody else wants to make a movie about, you know, KK or independence, that's great. It's all allowed. All you have to do is you have to actually get up and say, okay, I'm going to begin. I'm going to do something. And this is what Andrew and his team have done. They have decided that they are going to make a short film on FTJ and Zambia as a Christian nation, which is why we're doing this program today. So if you are interested in giving to this, you know, fundraising, it would be really, really nice if you did. We have posted the page on Facebook, so please go ahead and take a look. Currently, they are also casting for the movie. So if you know somebody that may look like FTJ or sounds like him, or somebody that looks like Vera, or somebody that looks like they were part of the cabinet at that time, please also go ahead and get in touch. Write us on Zambia Block Talk Radio on Facebook by our inbox and say, I'm interested, or I have a niece and a nephew that can actually take part in this. That would be great. And so we are coming to the end of our promotional segment. Unfortunately, there has been a few problems with the audio. We were unable to hear our guests. I was unable to hear Ms. Lucas. Some of you are saying that you can barely hear me as well. So as we come to the end of this program, what we're going to do is we're going to work on what has been going on so that the next show that comes on at the top of the hour, you're able to actually hear what we are saying. So thank you so much for tuning in to this short promotional segment. Please do not go away or call in at the top of the hour. And there will, by then, I'm hoping that we have everything sorted out and you will be able to hear me. Thank you so much, and please stay tuned for Ichalo Chesu, which will be our next show. Thank you. Doba pavele wina, alihense ananitaya, kulipe wina ngati enu, enu, oh, pambana cheo. Doba pavele wina,